Good morning, or should we say,
howdy, folks.
Good morning.
Third year of the Great State Fair of Texas came to a close, of course, on Sunday. It was a down year for the fair, as their official count came out yesterday. State Fair of Texas officials said anywhere from on typical 2 to 2.5 million visitors. That's the turnstile count. 2 million, they said. So about 400,000, though. Almost half a million shorter than last year.
Well, maybe they're getting ready for your wedding.
Well, perhaps. I'm glad somebody is. But, you know, a lot of complaint about the affordability. Of course, here in the Westoplex, it's just getting over there to the South Dallas side of things, too. But there were signs, there were indications, and for our friends at the State Fair, I mean, they knew, and it's our Tuesday morning.
Howdy, folks.
To it. Top 10 of the week delivered straight from our home office there in the writing staff in Granbury, Texas. Tuesday morning, top 10. Top 10 signs that it was going to be a down year at the Great State Fair of Texas. It's tough. But our Tuesday top 10, the top 10 signs, it was a down year at the Great State Fair of Texas, such as
Number 10.
Midway was so empty at times. Carnies just had to start barking at each other.
That's not going to end well.
That's an actual carny, by the way.
Number nine,
halfway through, Big Tex just gave up and just started saying, "Sup, bruh?" Everybody just walking in through the gates. Just
6'7".
Yeah, he's down with it.
Taller than 6'7".
Number eight. Sign.
Number 8.
So down here at the State Fair. Highlight of the State Fair Auto Show. 97 Ford Focus.
Number seven. Yeah.
Number seven. By the time that I just, you only speak for me, figured out that even though the coupons are twice the price that they were, it still doesn't mean that everything costs twice as much as it did. By the time the State Fair was just, was over.
That's a lot of math.
6'7".
That now is, too.
Number six.
Number six sign. It was a down year and going to be at the State Fair. People complain about how pricey it can get. Cost 25 coupons just to play Will It Flow.
Will it flow?
Yeah, you don't need that.
That's right. Will It Flow, the game without any budget, but free for all to enjoy.
I like big buckets. That girl knows what's going on.
Thursday straight up at 8 here at Hank F.
Number five
sign. It was a down year and going to be at the Great State Fair. Well, due to the rise of Ozempic and the like, they let the guess your weight guy go after week one.
That's pretty touchy.
It's tough on carnies. They're feeling this the worst, if you've noticed.
Number four,
due to high tariffs on wood, both the sticks and the Fletcher's corny dogs and the hot dog itself, both replaced by much cheaper plastics.
Number three,
after playing a midway game, carny spins a screen around and asks if you want to 10, 15, or 20% tip right there. Well, it's been a tough year
for
them.
It's a turn-off.
Okay?
Number two.
The House of Mirrors ain't going to clean itself.
Number two.
They clean that thing?
Number two, in hindsight, perhaps the promotional partnership of the State Fair of Texas brought to you by the Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement wasn't the best idea. And then finally, the number one sign. It was going to be a down year at the Great State Fair of Texas.
Number one.
Well, now that Dickies is a California company, plans are for next year that Big Tex just goes au naturel.
Have
a share.
In indeed there, Big Tex. He could pull it off.
6'7".
Yeah.
He's cool.
And me
got it.
With KB and Heather Lee.